You mentioned departures from the Post. You mentioned new news organizations that have been started and part staffed by people who left. I want to go right there and ask you about the Ezra Klein departure and the situation with Vox. My perception in talking to you is that there is a set of facts that has been reported about what transpired in all of that that may not square with the actual set of facts, and I'd love it if you would take the opportunity to say, to offer your point of view on what happened there.
Well, look, I mean, I have great admiration for Ezra, and I wish him well. And as I said, I think that this is a sign of health in our industry, that there's capital for people to embark on entrepreneurial ventures. He obviously had the entrepreneurial itch and decided to attend to that itch. So, and he's been able to find financing, and good for him. As I said, I think the availability of financing is a healthy aspect of our industry. That said, I think there people have been left with the impression with the coverage that somehow he was trying to do this within the umbrella of the Washington Post, and that's just simply not the case. What Ezra said when he came to senior executives at the Post, and I was the first one he came to as far as I know, was that he wanted to create an entirely new news organization, something entirely separate from the Post, and that he would be in charge of it. He would be the president, the CEO, the editor-in-chief. He would select the technology. He would select the advertising chief, pretty much everything, and that it would exist outside the framework of the Washington Post. It was not a request for more financing for his venture within the Post called WantBlog, which we had financed to the tune of millions of dollars over many years. We had grown it. I don't know how well people knew Ezra before he worked at the Washington Post, but I know that after he worked at the Washington Post, they knew him quite well. It was a great platform for him, and he was great for us as well. But this was something that he had said that, you know, WonkBlog had grown about as much as it could. Maybe it could have a few more people. But what he had in mind was a separate news organization. And what he really wanted to know, what he wanted to know was whether Jeff Bezos would be willing to finance that. And that's fine. And we obviously ran that up the pole. I don't have a venture capital fund available to me. I've looked all around. I've looked in the files.
It would be nice.
I don't have a venture capital fund, and our publisher, I don't believe, has a venture capital fund either. The company is owned 100% by Jeff Bezos, so any decision to finance a new venture would be his to make. And as it turned out, the amount of money that apparently was being sought was somewhere roughly equivalent to 10% of our newsroom budget. And I think it's safe to say that I would not have been too happy if 10% of my newsroom budget had been earmarked for something of that.
So the reporting that this was another case, as was with Politico prior to your arrival, where there was an attempt internally to do something, declined, and then people went outside and started something, this is a different example.
It's totally different. I mean, Ezra wanted to go off and start a new venture, and he wanted to know whether
right.
Jeff Bezos would fund it.
Regardless.